and solar wind. But what if among the blunt iterations of matter, there is an element so withdrawn and isolate, the human mind can't know it or even sense its existence? How it hovers outside the hurt structures of meaning, zone after zone of damaged freedom. A shy porosity, a bruise, but it is secret. If meaning is the naked face of the other, its raw exposure more beautiful than any covering or wish or safety, and even eyes can harm another's eyes, another's body, in silence, without touching, then how can I even begin to understand that we are made of nuclear waste mixed with the dust of vanished stars, the atomic annihilating itself over and over in feedback loops of wish and never. As now, beyond where I can see, fragmentation debris moves in orbital precision, motor casings, lens caps, flywheels, black embedded barcodes and adapter shrouds, trackless layers of undone and ruin. How quiet they must be, the hundreds of dust-colored footsteps on the moon, and the stray fibers from an astronaut's glove, dark energy, black holes, dark matter, neutrinos passing in and out of our bodies, billions of them every day, undetected. Skin is a fragile poverty of knowing.